眼前，不论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这事谁能当得起呢？我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。 Now let's read in English. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 through 17. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, telling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Please be seated. 求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God's blessing to you all.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们同心在您的面前。
Lord, we come from you.
向您献上感恩。
Give thanks to you.
感谢主给我们属天至圣的真道。
Thank you for giving us the truth.
做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Be the lamp and light in our life.
让我们能够靠主得胜。
Let us have victory in you.
求主赐福今天的讲台。
God bless the prophet today.
也怜悯你自己不配的仆人。
Mercy to your servant.
让他按照正义分解真理的道。
Of him to discern your truth.
也让我们每一个到神面前来的。
He asks us, all of us coming in front of you.
给我们聆听的耳朵，受教的心。
Give us the listening ears.And the willing heart.
把主的话语藏在心底。
Hidden your truth in our heart.
谨守遵行。
And follow your truth.
愿神施恩奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们靠着主得胜。
We have victory in the Lord.
在基督里来高举他的十字架，来永远为他的十字架而夸口。
We boast about his cross.
在今天的这段经文，
In today's verses,
我们看到保罗给我们描述了一幅的图画。
We see a picture depicted by St. Paul.
那什么样的图画呢？
What kind of picture?
等一下我们要一起来学习。
We'll learn about it.
那我们知道保罗在圣经当中，在哥林多后书里面
，In the Second Corinthians，
这样一卷很有自传风格的书信当中
，This is one of the most autobiographical letter from Paul。
讲到他所经历的患难
，From the letter we can see the suffering and challenges he encountered。
也在这样患难当中如何来得到主的安慰
，And we learn how he prevailed in the Lord。
而且更是在这样的经历当中继续来散发基督那爱的馨香。
And see the fragrance of Christ from him.
那我们基督徒的这样一种馨香呢，不是表现在温暖的花房里面。
The fragrance of Christian love is not manifested in a warm flower room.
而是彰显在属灵征战的这个严酷的战场上。
On the harsh battlefield of the spiritual warfare.
我们要知道撒旦和罪乃是我们的仇敌。
Satan and sin are our enemies.
罪人是我们爱并且要去解救的对象。
And sinners are the objects of our love and salvation.
圣经告诉我们犯罪的人当受责罚。
Bible told us those who sin should be disciplined for it.
而当为最忧伤痛悔的人越多的从我们身上感受到基督的馨香，
The more those who are sorrowful and contrite for sin feel the fragrance of Christ.
神公义的得胜就越彰显。
The more God's righteous victory will be manifested.
那我们今天的这两段经文呢，彼此呼应，来讲明这样一个道理。
Today's two passages echo each other and explain this truth.
所以今天我们的信息呢有两大点，那每一大点呢里面有七个小点。
Today we have two big sections, and each of the sections have seven small points.
那我们把这段经文把它讲得比较细。
We're going to get into details with these verses.
也希望大家能够从这段经文当中来体会到使徒的教训。
Let us, you know, try to understand what the apostle is trying to tell us from these verses.
让我们认清了恶者的诡计。
Let us discern the trick from the devil.
来靠着基督夸胜。
Let us have victory in the Lord.
那时间的关系呢，我们就不多读了，都读。刚才我们读了这段经文的后面一部分。
We have read part of these verses.
那从哥林多后书第二章第五到第十一节前面还有一部分啊，后面这部分讲到是对这样一个犯罪的世界我们当有的态度。
In this 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11, the latter half was talking about the thing and how we can, you know, discern those things.
那么前面这部分讲到对犯罪的弟兄我们当有的态度。
And the first half talk about what kind of attitude we should have towards the brothers who have sinned.
那么这个第五节呢，使徒保罗在这里说，若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分，恐怕说得太重。
In verse 5, Apostle Paul says, But if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent. Not to be too severe.
那么在这里呢，使徒保罗讲到一件事情，在哥林多教会当中有这个犯罪的人。
Paul has talked about there's a sinner in the Christian church.
那么有的解经家呢，指出，因为我们知道哥林多前书和哥林多后书写作的这个时间很近，有的人认为是第二年，有的人认为是同一年春季和秋季写的两卷书。
In the, from the historical research, I think the theologians saying those two books, the first Corinthians and second Corinthians, are probably pretty close to each other. Maybe one is written in fall, the other one was written in spring.
所以有人认为保罗在这里第五节说的有人叫人忧愁的教会里那个犯罪的弟兄，就指的是哥林多前书第五章当中教会里面有犯奸淫的那个弟兄。
So,people think the person who's the sinner who's referred here is maybe the same one as referred in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the one who committed adultery.
但是当然也有人认为不是啊，这里我们不确切的知道。
We don't know for sure, there could be other.
但是无论如何我们知道在教会里面若是有弟兄姐妹犯罪。
No matter what, we know that in the church, if someone sins,
会让我们所有的人一同来忧愁。
It will cause grief for everyone.
保罗说，我也在为这样的弟兄姐妹忧愁。
He has not just grieved me.
我现在请问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
Now I ask a question.
如果教会里面有人犯罪了。
If someone in your church sinned.
你是什么样的一种态度和想法？
What's your attitude and thinking?
你是在深深的为这个人忧愁
？Are you sorrowful？
还是在幸灾乐祸
？Or that you feel there's maybe you take pleasure in his misfortune？
那使徒保罗在这里告诉我们
，Paul has told us here，
我们当为犯罪的弟兄显出坚定不移的。爱心来。
Paul told us to reaffirm our love to him.
所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him.
那么这样一种坚定不移的爱心。
Now this love to him.
是不是表明说我们就接受这一个人的犯罪？
Does it mean that we accept the sin he has committed?
就纵容这个人的犯罪。
So we indulge such sin.
我们基督徒的爱心所显出来的香气。
The fragrance of Christ.
如果是包括对罪的接纳和纵容。
If that means the indulgence of sins.
那实际上就不是香气。
Then it's not fragrance anymore.
而变成不那么香的这个气味了。
And no longer that fragrant.
那我们刚才所读的这段经文给我们看到一点，基督的香气包括叫人活的香气，也包括叫人死的香气。
But since the fragrance of Christ could be the aroma of death to, leading to death, or could be the aroma of life leading to life.
那这句话怎么理解？
How do you understand that?
怎么理解基督徒那样一种坚定不移的爱心？
How do we understand such everlasting love from the Christians?
我们知道哥林多教会呢，他们有一个特点。
Well, the Church of Christians is sort of unique.
这个教会他们比较的包容罪，纵容罪。
They tolerate sin.
Yeah. 那么教会里面有人犯罪了。
Someone sinned in the church.
他们也不处理。
They don't deal with it.
以至于使徒保罗在哥林多前书当中来严严的责备他们。
So Paul So Paul has pointed out their the problem in the first Corinthians.
教会里面有各种各样犯罪的人。
There are many sinners in the church.
有行淫乱的人。
The ones who committed adultery.
有结党的人。
The ones who, fractions, yeah.
那么也有人散布谣言纷争。
Also people who spreading rumors and untruths.
那这样的人，保罗有警告教会，必须要及时的做教会纪律的处理。
Paul has instructed them to, deal with those problems immediately.
那在这样的执行教会的纪律的过程当中，包括去责罚，包括去惩戒这样犯罪的人，在这个过程当中，有没有显出那样一种坚定不移的爱心？
During the process of discipline, have we seen the everlasting love from Christians?
我请问弟兄姊妹，在家里面，如果你的孩子犯错了，你要不要来管教他？
In your home, if your child or children has committed sins or are under being unruly, were you doing anything about it?
父母会不会说没有关系了啊？我的坚定不移的爱心就是一味的包容纵容，不加以管教。
Can the parent says,Well, I love you, so I tolerate anything you do, then I wouldn't do anything to discipline or teach you the right way to do it.
同时另一方面，如果要是有这样的家长啊，一看到自己的孩子啊犯罪了啊，随时拿着一个照相机啊，随时拿着一个手机在那里盯着啊，一看到自己的孩子犯罪了，马上给你照下来，哈哈大笑。
On the other hand, is there any parent that who's seen his children's sin?Then, for example, if they look at their phones all the time, and they would just take a photo and laugh about it.
那这样的父母是不是心里面也有点不大对劲？
This is the right way for a parent to parenting his child.
这个父母在对自己的孩子做责罚管教的时候，一边管教一边幸灾乐祸。
Can the parent take pleasure in his misfortune?
这些都不是正确的一个爱心的态度。
Not the right way to show our love.
我们对罪行应当采取责罚。
There should be punishment for sin.
那么在教会当中呢，这个纪律是必须有的。
In the church, the discipline is necessary.
绝不是一味的去纵容犯罪。
We should not indulge in sins.
在今天的北美教会当中，特别是华人教会当中。
today's church in North America, especially the Chinese churches.
对这个罪的责罚，这个教会纪律的这个处理是越来越少，几乎看不见。
Become less and less to have disciplines for sins.
那么在一些持守圣经真理的这个美国人的教会当中呢，有的稍微好一点。
In American church, some of them a little bit better.
那最近一段时间，我们知道我们本地有一所非常好的教会叫 Shepherd Church, 也是一个很大的很持守圣经真理的教会。
The Shepherd Church in Raleigh.
那么他们呢有这个每个礼拜有不同的英文堂的讲员来支援我们的讲台。
Have sent many English speakers to help us with our English ministry.
那前一段就有弟兄姊妹发给我他们这个 Shepherd Church 主任牧师在大约一个月以前一个多月以前的一篇讲道。
Some brothers and sisters sent me the sermon from their senior pastor.
那么他们在教会的讲台也公开的报告。
Well, in their pulpit, they publicly announced.
在教会当中有会有违反了教会的纪律，违反了圣经真理的原则。
In their church, someone has sinned against the biblical principles and also the church covenant.
教会对这样的人做出除名的处理。
The church has terminated their membership.
Yeah. 那么我们也为这样的教会来感谢赞美神。
We give thanks for the churches like this.
因为他们是持守圣经的真理，也是在遵守圣经主的教训的。
For the whole truth to the Christian truth.
也是知道神的圣洁是干犯不得的。
They know we cannot violate God's holiness.
那么另一方面，
On the other hand,
当教会做出这样纪律的处理的时候，
When church carry out discipline like this,
我们也要知道一定是在主的爱里面来执行。
It should be carried out in love.
这目的是为着挽回。
With the aim of restoration.
是为了让那个犯罪的人能够真诚的悔改。
We can urge them to turn back.
但注意，不是虚情假意的悔改。
Not repent falsely.
不是一边在说我悔改了，我悔过了，一边实际上继续在那里控告或者诽谤。
Not continue to attack in the disguise of repentance.
这不是一种真诚的悔改。
This is not a genuine repentance.
保罗在这里讲到，这样的人犯了罪，受了众人的责罚也够了。
This punishment which was inflicted by the majority is sufficient for such a man.
提多书三章第十到第十一节有明明的教训。
Titus chapter 3 verse 10 to 11.
分门结党的人警戒过一两次就要弃绝他，因为知道这等人已经被盗犯了罪，自己明知不是还是去做。
Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition.Knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned.
分门结党是一个大罪。
A divisive man.
对教会造成很大的毁坏。
Caused much damages to the church.
对主的身体，对主福音的工作，造成极大的破坏。
Caused much damages to the gospel work.
而且分门结党的人，内心当中充满了苦毒。
That this man is full of anger.
这是神极不喜悦的。
This is not, it's not liked by the God.
那么从旧约到新约，我们看到有许多分门结党的例子。
I've seen many divisive men in Old Testament or New Testament.
凡是分门结党的人，没有好的下场。
It's no good ending to such a divisive behavior.
所以在教会当中对这个罪行要有责罚。
So there's the discipline to such a sin.
同时圣经也告诉我们
At the same time, the Bible also told us.
对那个真诚悔改的人
For the ones who showing genuine repentance.
在主的面前因着自己的犯罪有真诚的忧愁和悔过的人。
A broken spirit that feels truly sorrowful in front of our Lord.
我们当赦免他们。
Should have redemption.
诗篇五十一篇第十七节。
Psalm 51:17。
在这里，神说，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit.
神那忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
一个人犯罪了，他的悔改是不是真正的在为自己的罪忧伤啊？在那里忧伤痛悔，实际上神知道，人也能看得出来。
When someone sinned, are their repentance truly genuine? And truly, they're truly sorrowful for their sin. I think not only the God knows, the other Christians will also know.
当一个人真诚的悔改、悔过，而且已经有这样的痛悔、忧伤的时候，
When someone truly repents and have the sorrowful heart,
他心里不再是怀着那种苦毒啊，不是来怀着那种的记恨、愤恨等等，那么你会看得出来，这个时候我们要接纳他。
No longer filled with bitterness or hatred, and at this time we should accept them.
要赦免他。
Forgive them.
前一段在我们教会凯瑞堂。
Near our Carey location.
大约一年以前的事情。
More than a year ago.
教会里面有弟兄犯罪。
There's a brother has sinned.
那具体是谁是什么罪我在这里都不讲。
I will not go into details.
那么这个弟兄呢本来在教会当中是有服侍。
His brother has served in the church as well.
那么我们就向这个弟兄发出一个告诫。
We send a admonition to this brother.
首先是弟兄请你先不要服侍。
We ask him to not serve at this moment.
那么这位弟兄呢他也有一颗非常顺服的心。
This brother has a beating heart.
他主动讲他说我知道啊，在这种情况之下我确实是不应该服侍。
He proactively said, I should not serve at this time.
那么过了一段时间啊，当我们跟进看到这位弟兄是有这种真诚的谦卑的悔改的态度的时候，
After some time, you see this brother truly repented.
有同工问说现在可不可以安排这位弟兄来服侍了。
A caller asked him, can we arrange for this brother to serve now?
我说感谢赞美神，这个弟兄现在可以回来服侍。
I said, thank the Lord, yes, he can come back to serve the church.
一个犯过罪的人，
For who sinned?
如果他是真诚的悔过痛悔，
You truly repent.
我们不再揪住他原来的那个罪，
We will not look back at his sins.
我们知道我们的神是给人第二次机会的神。
Our Lord is the one who gives second chances.
我们也欢迎这样的弟兄或者姐妹回到教会的大家庭当中，我们一起来敬拜，一起来侍奉。
We welcome this brother or sister to come back to our church family to worship and together with us.
在教会当中，大家一定要注意，在教会里面纪律的惩戒和撒旦魔鬼那样一种恶者的控告是有一个根本的区别。
The church discipline is different from the accusation from the devil.
恶者的控告呢是要把这个人给拆毁。
The accusation from the devil is trying to demolish this person.
就是这里讲到免得他忧愁太过甚至沉沦了。
So such one would not be swollen up with too much sorrow.
但是在教会当中教会的纪律是为了拯救是为了挽回。
But the discipline in church is trying to, with the aim of restoration.
一个人真诚悔改，大家看到像路加福音十五章当中那个浪子回头，我们是要在天上众天使在一起来欢喜快乐的。
A person who truly repent is like the second son in the parables in Bible, and all the angels will celebrate for him to come back.
不过同时，当然我们也知道。
At the same time, we know.
如果只是虚情假意的悔改。
If it's repentance, but it's not genuine repentance.
只是装模作样的悔改。
So only trying to pretend to repent.
并没有真正的为自己的罪难过伤心。
Not truly feel sorrowful or regret for the things he has committed.
同时还在继续来毁谤、攻击、指责这样的态度。 神是知道的。
But still trying to spread the rumors or attack, I think God knows.
下面我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue read the chapters.
第四，我们要识破那恶者的诡计。
We need to know Satan's devices.
第十一节，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
我们来自国内大陆呢，在国内以前有一句话叫做透过现象看本质、look beyond the surface.
Yeah, so we have a saying in Chinese saying look beyond the surface.
那么什么叫这个透过现象看本质呢？我们要知道撒旦恶者他是有一个伪装的。
How to look beyond the surface?
撒旦恶者带着一种两面性。
Well, the Satan has duplicity.
千万不要把这个撒旦总是想成啊，就是有些这个卡通画里面的啊，说鼻子尖尖的，然后穿着黑斗篷啊，然后这个扛着一个叉子、啊、面目狰狞那个样子。
Do not view Satan as someone who is in like in cartoons. He's dressed up in your black cloak and have a long nose and you know looks terrible.
如果撒旦是这样子呢，每个人全都认得出来。
If Satan looked like this, everybody would know who he is.
我们早就离他远远的了。
And we'll get away from him as far as possible.
不是，你知道吗？有时候撒旦看着是很美丽的。
Well, on the contrary, sometimes Satan looks very beautiful or handsome.
Yeah, 有的时候撒旦看着好像是很光明，他是有光明的一面。
Sometimes Satan disguises himself as the angel of light.
跟着后书，这是我们后面要看到的第十一章，我们会再去详细去看。
In the second Corinthians chapter 11, we'll see more of that.
这里告诉我们说，连撒旦也装作光明的天使，大家有没有看到？
Satan disguises himself as the angel of light.
一个属神的人，实际上他只有一面。
For the one who truly believes in our Lord.It's only one.
但是属撒旦的他是有两面的。
But Satan is double-sided or have the duplicity.
甚至连他的差役撒旦的差役也装作仁义的差役。
Even the minister of the Satans also would also dress up in two sides.
都不算稀奇啊，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible has told us it's not unusual.
所以我们一定要能够识破撒旦的诡计，透过他那个表面能够看到那个本质。
So we need to learn how to see through the deceptions.
撒旦是一个非常非常会表演的人。
Satan knows how to play actors.
很容易就迷惑非常多的人。
To disguise himself so he can deceive others.
那让我们能够识破他这样的诡计，也识破他的差役的诡计。
Let us see through those deceptions.
下面第五点，为什么要识破撒旦的诡计呢？免得撒旦胜过我们。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us.
那撒旦的诡计他是想胜过我们，什么叫胜过我们？就是败坏人的心。
Well, the Satan's scheme to overcome us. Corrupt our hearts.
在一个教会里面。
In a church.
当我们来处理犯罪的弟兄的时候，
When we have to carry out discipline,
我们自己本身要非常的小心。
We need to be careful.
我们不要被恼怒、苦毒、仇恨所胜过。
Let us not be defeated by anger.
也不要去犯那个犯罪的弟兄所犯的罪。
And not committing the same sins as the other person.
当我们每天去面对这样的黑暗与黑暗征战的时候，我们一定要记得，我们要 stay on the side of the light， 我们要停留在保守自己在光明的一面。
When we're fighting the spiritual war, we need to make sure we stay on the side of the light，
免得撒旦胜过我们。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us。
多年以前呢，我有一个朋友。
Many years ago, I have a friend。
那时还是在国内的时候。
It was when I was still in mainland China.
那这个朋友呢，他的出身很特别，他是在军队里面一个高级干部的家庭出来。
He came from a senior officer of the military family.
那后来有一次，他就给我讲一件事情。
Once he told me a story.
他说他们那支部队，他的父亲就是那支部队的首长。
His father was the leader of the army.
那后来呢，就有跟他们在一起比较熟悉的人就告诉他说，他们那个部队的参谋长呢，来欺负这个文艺女兵。
Someone told him that the chief of staff of the army was mistreating a female soldier.
那个朋友在跟我讲这件事情的时候，他讲出来是义愤填膺。
He said he was, when he heard about this, he was filled with righteous indignation.
所以看到那个参谋长表面上好像人模人样的做出这种事情来，说恨不得一枪毙了他。
He said he even thought about killing him.
但是你知道吗？
However,
后来就是我这同样这个朋友。
The same friend.
就在过了不久。
Not long after.
他自己也做出始乱终弃的事情。
He found himself in the same similar misconduct.
甚至去殴打他自己的女友。
Even physically abused his own girlfriend.
这是我亲身经历过的朋友，我亲眼看到的，知道的事情。
This is the story I've personally experienced.
所以当我们与那恶者仇敌征战的时候，
So when we're fighting the spiritual war with Satan,
一定要注意，千万千万不要陷到那恶者的诡计当中。
Let us not be trapped by Satan's tricks or devices.
谨守保守我们自己的心。
Ask our Lord to protect our hearts.
那么下面第六点，传道人的职分。
The duty of the minister.
在第九节，使徒保罗继续说，为此我先前也写信给你们，要试验你们，看你们凡事顺从不顺从。
For to this end, I also wrote that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things.
使徒保罗作为一位使徒，
Apostle Paul,
作为神的仆人，
as a servant of God,
在教会的遇到这样的艰难的时候，
When the church is going through challenges like this,
看到有这种罪的情形的发生的时候，
Seeing the sins like this,
保罗写信给教会来做出一些的教导。
Paul wrote the letter to the church of Christ.
同时写的同时，他也在对这个教会来讲，说我对你们也是一个考验。
At the same time, he also said, I might put you to the test,
看你们凡事是否顺从。
Whether you are obedient in all things.
我们知道使徒保罗他的身份是非常的特殊。
St. Paul has a very unique identity in the Lord.
在这个新约的时代，圣经还没有写完。
In the New Testament, not all the books are finished yet.
那么使徒的书信，当然我不是说每一本使徒的书信，但是有一些今天存留在圣经新约当中使徒的书信，实际上是与圣经是同等的。
The apostle letters in the New Testament.
他说看你们凡事顺从不顺从，实际上也是来考验这个教会对主的话语，对圣经的真道是否顺从。
When Paul said, I might put you to the test, he was trying to tell them, he's trying to see the church if they're all obedient to God, to Lord's teaching.
那今天传道人的职分是什么呢？
So what's the responsibilities of our ministers today?
今天传道人的职分不是我在写新一卷书，写第六十七卷书。
Today's the duty of minister is not writing another book in the Bible.
然后写给教会然后教会看你们顺从不顺从，不是这样。
We're writing another letter to the church to tell you see if you are obedient to those letters.
今天传道人的责任是按照正义来分解这六十六卷书。
Today's the duty of the minister is to discern the truths out of the 66 books in the Bible.
把神的真理传讲给教会。
To teach about the truths from our Lord.
也看一看这个教会是不是顺服圣经主的话语。
And see if the church is obedient to the biblical teaching.
有的人觉得教会请传道人就是请来一个雇工。
Some churches view hiring a minister is like hiring a worker.
有人认为教会请来的牧师就是请来一个管家。
It could also be like a butler.
我们喜欢你就让你继续留下来，不喜欢你就让你走人。
We like you, you can be here. If you're not, then you should leave.
那你所讲的圣经，我们喜欢的我们就接受，我们不喜欢的就把它抛在一边。
for what you taught from the Bible. If we like it, we'll listen, but if we don't like it, then too bad.
今天有太多太多这样的教会。
There are too many of those churches like this in today's world.
甚至有的人在教会当中专门跟传道人作对。
Get to the point where there's someone in the church who actually deliberately trying to oppose the ministers.
其实这样的事情在许许多的教会当中经常的发生。
It happened to many churches.
在整个教会的历史当中许许多多神的仆人甚至许多属灵的伟人他们都有遇到过。
Throughout the history of the church, I've seen many examples of ministers or even the holy apostles have gone through this.
从旧约当中啊摩西也好这个先知啊各位先知到新约当中的使徒等等在历史上面我们看到是层出不穷这样的事情。
In the Old Testament, Moses or other prophets, or in the New Testament, the apostles, we have seen many, many of those examples.
那上次我们也看到使徒保罗在哥林多教会同样也遇到这样的人来散播谣言去攻击诽谤使徒保罗。
Paul actually also see in the, so from the Church of Corinthians, there are people who deliberately spreading rumors about him and trying to attack him.
这样的教会是非常可怜的教会。
Churches like this, may God have mercy.
做这样事情的人，我们也求神来怜悯他们。
We ask God to have His mercy on to those people.
他们所做的事情，他们自己不晓得。
They do not know what they're doing.
不单是自己受亏损
，not only themselves being hurt，
而且让自己的家庭，包括自己的后代，他们是给自己的孩子做了一个什么样的榜样
？They're also now setting great examples for their own family or their children.
我是在主的面前深深的为这样的教会当中出现这样的人为他们祷告
Pray for this.
求神怜悯他们
May God have mercy.
让他们能够真诚的在主的面前悔改真是有那种忧伤痛悔的心 A broken spirit.
May they truly have a broken spirit and truly repent in our Lord.
因此为我们绝不是说神的仆人作为传道人就高高在上没有那个意思
We're not saying that the minister of the church is higher than anyone else.
但是另一方面任何一个教会我到别的教会也同样是讲这样的话
But in any church or even when I go to other churches I'll preach the same
神所差派来的传道人牧师是基督的仆人不是你们的仆人
Minister of our God our Lord is a servant of God not a servant of the, the brothers and sisters
做传道人的当有一种仆人的心态来服侍众人这是没有问题的
Well, ministers of course should have the servant, be a servant leader and have the mentality of being a servant for the church.
但是在今天的这样一种教会的环境当中有人认为就是我们大家凑钱然后雇来一个牧师我们给你发工资这样的心态是完全错误
But in today's world, we feel like we're just hiring a worker and we all donate it so we can just give him the money then, you know, he's really just a hired worker for the church.
我们继续往下看
Let's continue.
我们基督徒的责任是什么呢
What are the responsibilities of the Christians?
第九到第十节保罗给他们写信看你们凡事顺从不顺从
For to this end I also wrote that I might put you to the test whether you are obedient in all things.
我们的责任是顺从圣经主的话语
Our responsibilities are to be obedient to, the biblical teaching.
还有就是能够满怀着主的爱去赦免那些真正悔改挽回那些可以挽回的弟兄和姐妹。
And to forgive in the love of Christ and to restore those brothers and sisters who have sinned.
使徒保罗说你们赦免谁我也赦免谁我若有所赦免的是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
Paul wrote here, now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sake in the presence of Christ.
当我们看到教会里面有很多罪的时候很多时候我们很容易义愤填膺对不对
When we've seen the sins in our church, sometimes we're filled with the anger.
但是我们一定要知道人的怒气不成就神的义。
We should know their human anger does not fulfill God's righteous work.
当我们看到那个罪一再发生的时候，有时候出于我们的人的血气说，哎，我们要这样做或那样做。
For our flesh, sometimes we're angry about those things. We said they should not do those kind of things.
但是弟兄姊妹，同工们，最近我也和弟兄姊妹在提醒这件事情。我们有没有在效法基督？
But I have instructed our co-workers and other brothers and sisters recently.
能够怀着主的爱。
We follow our Jesus Christ and be filled with the love from our Christ.
给犯罪的弟兄姊妹再给他多一次的机会。
We give one more chance to those brothers and sisters who have sinned.
不是给他机会去犯罪，而是给他机会能够真诚地回到主的面前来回转。
Not give them another chance to commit sin again, rather give them another chance to repent, to come back to our Lord.
同时我们随时准备好，这个人如果真诚地悔改，我们愿意赦免，愿意去接纳。
And we should always be ready when this person genuinely repents, that we should always accept and forgive them.
这是我们基督徒的责任。
This is our responsibility.
这也是教会跟世界的区别。
This is the difference between the church and the world.
教会有教会的圣洁，教会有教会的公义。我们绝不是一味的纵容犯罪，更不是与罪同流合污。
Church is a holy, and church has its righteousness, and we should not indulge in sins.
所以千万不要误解，我们基督徒的爱是什么样的爱，我们要清楚，要明白。
Do not misunderstand the love from our Lord.
那我们在第二部分就能够看得更加的清楚，明白。
Now let's see the second part.
对于这样一个犯罪的世界，我们看这段经，我们同样也不再读，刚才我们有读了。我们来看，首先第一点，神率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Now thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ.
那什么叫率领我们在基督里夸胜呢？
What does it mean that God will always lead us in triumph in Christ?
首先当然是面对这样一个充满罪恶的世界。
First of all, we're facing this sinful world.
那这句话呢，实际上有一个背景。
This is the background to this verse.
我们知道保罗是罗马公民，他在写作这个圣经书信的时候呢，有时常常引用罗马的一些当时的人所熟悉的这个环境和故事。
Paul is a Roman citizen, so he many times he cited reference to the Roman law or other examples in his teaching.
这个率领我们在基督里夸胜呢，也可以翻译作带领我们进入基督的胜利当中。
Okay. Lead us in triumph in Christ also means lead us into the victory within our Lord.
那时候罗马的将军呢，带兵出去打仗。
When a Roman general went out for war.
那打赢了，凯旋回归。
When they come back in victory.
那么就会做一件什么事情呢？
They will do one thing.
就叫做夸胜。
They will boast their victory.
Yeah.那这幅图画就描述一个罗马的将军打仗凯旋回来了。
This picture depicts a Roman general came back in triumph.
这个前面是白马。
There's a white horse in front.
那么呢，大家夹道欢迎。
People are welcoming them back.
那么这个行进的队伍一路走，一路呢还焚烧一些非常闻起来非常美的一些香气。
During the procession, they will lit those incensers.
那么在背后呢，这个军队的背后呢，就带着很多打仗回归的那个战俘。
There are many captive persons following the army in the procession as well.
那整个这个过程就叫做夸胜。
This is a boasting the victory.
那保罗在这里说，神率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Here Paul said, the God lead us in triumph in Christ.
我请大家猜一猜你心里想就可以了，也不一定要讲出来。在这样一幅图画当中，保罗把自己形容是哪个人？
Now I ask you to think about it without speaking out loud.
是那个
yeah,
对不起。
Who do you think Paul is positioned, you know, the picture himself in this?
是那个将军。
Is he the general?
是跟将军一起打仗的士兵。
Is he a soldier?
还是在两边夹道围观的这个群众
the general public
还是跟在后面的那些打赢了被掳来的战俘俘虏。
What a captive man, was, you know, following the army.
大家可以猜猜，在这样的一个描述当中，保罗把自己是当成哪一个身份的？
Which one represents Paul in this picture?
我告诉大家，准确的答案，解经家告诉我们，实际上他把自己当成一个战俘。
He is the captive man.
我一开始去理解的时候，我也是把他理解成是一个士兵，我跟着我的将军去打仗回来了。没有，保罗说我是那个战俘。
First, I thought Paul must be referring himself as the soldier who followed the general, but now I understand that he's the captive man.
他说我现在已经是完完全全的被基督所得着了。
I've been gained by Christ.
就像我们做基督的仆人，我们做基督的 bond servant， 实际上是一个 slave 的意思。
We're slave to our Lord.
他就是我的主。
He is our Lord.
我甘心乐意来跟着他。
I follow him willingly.
当我的主在那里来夸胜凯旋的时候。
While our Lord is leading us in triumph.
因此，若我们的心真的是归向基督，归属基督了。
We truly follow our Lord Jesus.
你的身份就改变，你就不再是一个敌人，大家明白吧？
Our identity has changed.
那这个时候我归属他，我的主得胜了，我开始跟他一起来高兴啊。
I become his, so I rejoice in his triumph.
像你想保罗整个的生命是不是就是这样的一个生命？
Isn't that true to Paul's life?
他原来是逼迫教会的。
He used to persecute the church.
原来他是抵挡基督的。
He resists the Christ.
但是现在保罗说，我已经成为了基督爱的奴仆俘虏。
Now,become the servant to our Lord in God's love.
下面他就继续来借用这样一个比喻，说我们要显扬基督的馨香之气。
Next, he was telling us a parable about the fragrance of Christ.
后面一段当中，他反复的讲到这件事情 ，fragrance of Christ, fragrance of knowing Christ.
He repeated that in the following verses.
我们也讲过，他不断的强调这件事情。说明这件事情对当时的读者，今天我们可能不太理解，对当时的读者来说印象是非常深的。
The multiple repetitions means to the people at that time this is very very important.
但是知道当一个将军凯旋的时候，
When a general come back in victory，
他们能够闻到这样一种特殊的馨香。
The public smelled the aroma，
以至于每次闻到这个馨香，他们就能想到这样一个胜利的这样一个事实。
And they would think about the victory and the triumph from this general.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历哈，你到某一个地方去，不管是尝到或者是闻到啊，你的这个感官有一个特别的一个记忆。那么多年以后啊，甚至我看有时候大家写叫小时候的味道啊，有时候我就看一些像有那种叫什么这个美食博主啊，就是他们那个去到那里吃东西，然后说啊这个地方是小时候的味道，哎我就觉得很有意思，为什么呢？因为有时候我吃东西吃到。突然小时候味道，所有小时候事情都想出来了。不好意思，太多了。
I don't know if you have such experience or not. We probably call that as like aroma from your childhood. So sometimes when you really, you know, there's actually maybe bloggers on the internet that trying to replicate the aroma from their childhood. And if you, sometimes those aroma may help bring back many of the childhood memories for you.
那保罗就用这点说，我们要显扬的就是这样一种基督的香气。
Paul told us the fragrance of Christ.
让人看到我们就能够想起基督来。
So when they see us, they think about Christ.
那我很感谢神。有的时候有弟兄姊妹啊，这个从比如别的地方，然后呢搬来本地。
I praise the Lord. You know, there are many brothers and sisters come from the other places to here.
那来到咱们教会。
When they come to our church.
不管是咱们 CCMC， 以前我原来在纽约上周职堂的时候也遇到这样的弟兄姊妹。
Not just CCMC, also the church I used to pastor before.
他一来到这个教会，然后这个聚会两次，他就说牧师啊，感谢神。
After a couple times, they would tell me.
你们讲的这个圣经的真理。
Praise the Lord, you're preaching the truth of God.
是我们所熟悉的那个圣经的真理。
This is the one that we truly know familiar with, are the truth of God.
所以能够知道这个教会是一个在高举主道的传扬真正福音的一个教会。
that we value and truly hold fast to the truth of the Lord.
我们把荣耀归给主。
Glory to the Lord.
那当然本身这些事情也没有任何我们人有功劳的地方，因为这本就是我们当行的。
There's nothing we can boast about ourselves. Rather, this is something we should do.
人看到这个教会当中有爱、有真理、有仁义、有圣洁，就知道这是属主的教会。
When people see there's love and righteousness and the truth and the unity, and they will know this is our Lord's church.
而不是像某些其他的教会或者是传道人什么样的呢？我们后面就会看到。
We'll see some other example, maybe opposite of that.
那保罗说啊，下面这一段是非常重要，虽然也是好像不容易理解的一段。他说，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的身上，我们都有基督的馨香之气。
But Paul told us that the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
然后他说呢，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死。
To the one where the aroma of death leading to death.
哇，这句话很让人费解，对不对啊？
This is very difficult to understand, isn't it?
这个死怎么还有香气呢？
How could the death have aroma?
这是指的对什么来讲的呀？
What is this referring to?
对罪恶。
This is referring to the sin.
啊，撒旦的黑暗。
The darkness from Satan.
撒旦的权势。
The power of Satan.
撒旦的攻击。
The attack from Satan.
当基督的得胜，当基督十架的荣耀彰显的时候。
When the Christ triumphed,and also his glory is manifested.
宣告了恶者的失败。
It announced the failures of the Satan.
宣告了仇敌的失败。
It announced the defeat of the Satan.
对真正降服在主的面前，像使徒保罗，像历史历代的圣徒。
For who the ones are truly submit themselves to the Lord.
他们的身份真正是改变的。
Their identity have changed.
那每一次当他闻到这个香气的时候，保罗心中也是充满了感恩。
When they smell the aroma, the full of thanks.
我们的心中也是充满了感恩。
Our hearts were full of thanks.
当我们想到了公义的主、圣洁的主，我们是唱哈利路亚的。
When I think of a righteous Lord.
但是也有另外一些的人，当见到那光明的神，当闻到那个香气，他们就会颤抖。
We're singing the hallelujah, but for the ones, there are also ones who were, think about this, they were,very shaken.
大家记得摩西从山上下来的时候，那些犯罪的以色列人能去看他吗？
When Moses came down from the mount, and can these sinners within the Israel people look up upon him?
说你拿了一个帕子遮脸吧，因为他见到神，反射神的荣光，那些人都害怕惧怕。
They put a handkerchief on his face because the sinners will feel fearful when they see him.
所以我们不断的讲我们所传的福音。
So,We're teaching this gospel.
对那个接受悔改的人是福音，对那个抗拒不接受的人是祸因。
For the ones who accepted the gospel, this is truly the good news. For the ones who resisted, this is actually bad news.
福音对有的人是拯救，对有的人是定罪。
To some is salvation, to the others is the condemnation.
但是感谢神，还是总是有人啊，他们接受了主的救恩，这时候就叫做成了活的香气，叫他活。
Praise the Lord, there are always ones that who accept His salvation. To them, the aroma of life leading to life.
每一次他闻到那个香气的时候，他就知道，而且他也同样去彰显这样一种香气，让更多的人能够听到福音，让更多的人知道基督十架的胜利。
They rejoice in the aroma. They also manifest the aroma in their life.
好，我们往下。
Continue.
我们不像那许多人，这就讲到有些人没有传一个纯正的真理，是为利混乱神的道。
For we're not as so many peddling the word of God.
今天有太多的人。
There are too many in today's world.
太多的传道人。
Too many so-called ministers.
为利混乱神的道。
Peddling the word of God.
只讲人喜欢听的。
Only teach those who are easier to hear.
只要人说这个你不要讲，他立刻就不讲。
If someone tell him, do not say this, do not preach this, they will stop preaching.
只要有人跟他说，这个我不喜欢听，这个牧师立刻下次就改题目。
If someone said, I don't like this topic, then they will change the subject next time.
甚至在有的教会当中，有人就是给牧师下命令。
In some churches, there are also people that are demanded the minister.
这个你不许讲，这个你不许讲，这个你不许讲，为什么？你讲了，人不喜欢听，人就走了。
You should not be teaching this, this, and this, because if you teach those, people will not like to hear, and then they will leave.
这叫为利混乱神的道，对不对啊？
This is peddling the word of God.
为什么呢？因为人走了，人没了，钱也没了。
Because if people leave, and there won't be enough donations.
所以有的教会表面上兴旺，人很多，钱也很多。
So for many churches in today's world,They may appear to be prosperous and have many people.
但实际上他们所传的福音已经是一个掺水的福音。
But they have mixed God's truth with water.
不是扎心的信息。
It's no longer the piercing truth from our God.
但是我们要说一句公平的话。
But we should say something in fairness.
也不能完全的怪这些传道人。
We should not only blame these pastors or ministers.
我也知道有很多的传道人他们自己实际上是非常的艰难。
I also know many pastors that who also have difficulties.
因为在有的教会当中根本就没有把传道人当成是神的仆人。
But because in many churches, they do not view the pastors or ministers as the servant of God.
他们要这个传道人来就是给他们来讲什么呢？就是来给他们讲按摩教的信息。
They're asking this pastor to come because they're wanting him to preaching something almost like a massage.
什么是按摩教？如果我们参加了退休会弟兄姊妹，我们知道王牧师就讲到，他今天最大的异端就是按摩教啊，专门给人去按摩，让你舒服，讲道也让你舒服，就是这个。
Pastor Wang taught us in our retreat that there's a religion now called a religion for massage, basically just teaching something easy to hear.
没有，弟兄姊妹们，我们是为了诚实。
But as of sincerity,
哪怕是被人拒绝、被人抵挡、被人诽谤
，even if it's rejected by other people.
我们在主的道上绝不会妥协。
We should not give in for our Lord's truth.
第六点，我们基督徒的呼召是什么？
What is the calling of our Christians?
率领我们在基督里夸胜，下面要借着我们在各处显扬那人认识基督而有的香气。
God leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
大使命
The Great Commission
大家还记得吗
Do we still remember that?
还记得我们教会的名字吗
What is the name of our church?
叫什么 CCMC Mission Church 我们是一个有使命的教会
CCMC is a church with mission
我们是一个传福音的教会
We're a church writing gospels
我们是一个宣教拆传的福音之传到地级的教会
You spread the gospel to the end of the earth.
有人觉得好像我们就大家你好我好就好了。
Well, some people feel like, well, as long as we all get along well, then that's okay.
是愧对这个名字。
And we're not being truthful to this name.
那我们干脆就改名字好了。
Let's change the name then.
给大家讲一个故事。
I'll tell a story.
亚历山大大帝大家都知道。
The great Alexander.
有一次他检阅他的军队
He was inspecting his army.
看到有一个士兵衣冠不整
He saw a soldier without dressing everything properly.
精神萎靡
Low spirit.
这一看这个上战场就是打败仗的这种兵
It looks surely like someone who's going to be defeated in the battlefield.
亚历山大大帝身经百战啊一看这个兵过来
The great Alexander asked him to come forward.
你叫什么名字
What's your name?
这人回答你猜他叫什么名字
What's his response?
Alexander
Alexander as well
他也叫亚历山大
Same name
亚历山大大帝别的没说一句话
The great Alexander said one thing
Change your behavior or change your name
Change 改变你的服装或者改变你的行为
我们的教会
Our church
我们从建立第一天我们就叫 Mission Church
When we first established, we already gave ourselves the name, the Mission Church.
感谢神，我们有传福音。感谢神，我们有支持一些宣教士。
Praise the Lord, we're spreading the gospel, we're also supporting other missionaries.
但是有些人觉得这样就可以了，我们就好好的，然后就你好我好啊，我们就只要是把这个教会四面墙里的这些人，我们就好好 take care 就可以了。
But some would think this is sufficient as long as we're doing the what we said earlier and we're good with each other and to stay in our four walls will be okay.
No, 一个 mission church 是要走出去的。
No, a mission church need to go out.
是要把自己真正全然的摆上的。
Need put ourselves all in front of our Lord.
感谢神，我们现在在疫情当中，在 Carry 支了一个堂。
Praise the Lord, we have planted church in our location in Carry.
但是还远远不够。
That's not enough.
弟兄姊妹，我们要建立的不是所谓什么人的国。
We're not trying to establish a kingdom of human.
我们是要拓展神的国。
We need to advance our God's kingdom.
真正把一切的荣耀归给主，把主的福音只传到地极。
Give thanks and glory to our Lord and spread His gospel to the ends of the earth.
我们做的还远远的不够。
We're far, far from that goal.
最后一点。
The last point.
传道的责任到底是什么？
The duty of ministers.
有的人为利混乱神的道。
There are many peddling the word of God.
但是真正神的仆人应该做的一点是在神面前凭着基督来讲道。
But the true servant of God should speak in the sight of God in Christ.
我在预备这篇讲道的时候，对自己也是一个很深的提醒。
When I was preparing this sermon to serve as a reminder to myself.
有的时候讲到偏离了这样一个耶稣基督并他钉十字架的主题。
Sometimes when I preach, I may also deviate from the subject.Of Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
有时候该讲的不敢讲。
Sometimes I also are fearful and do not, not willing to preach certain subjects.
但是圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible told us.
我们不讲别的，就讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Should not preach anything else other than our Lord sacrificed himself for our sins.
这样一个信息是让很多人不喜欢的。
This message is not welcomed by all.
很多人看为愚拙。
Many have seen this as.
有人求神迹。
Some people would rather see a miracle.
有人求智慧。
Some would rather see the wisdom.
有人在讲高言大智等等等。
Some people would teach something that sounds grand.
让我们能够 be true to the cross. 对主的十架忠诚。
Let us be true to our God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们同心在你的面前。
Jesus, we come, in front of you in unity.
把荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give thanks and glories to you.
让我们永远高举你救恩的十架。
Let's hold truth, hold fast to your cross.
传扬福音直到地极。
Spread the gospel to the end of the world.
奉基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.Thank you.